Last Friday, the director of the state's Department of Water Resources gave some bad news to Pinal County farmers, developers, and residents. State officials estimate there will be a shortfall of water in the region to the tune of 8.1 million acre-feet of water over the next 100 years. KJZZ's Ben Giles was at the legislative committee hearing in Casa Grande, where the state's water director, Tom Buschotsky, broke the news. All right, Ben, that seems like a lot. What exactly does the shortfall mean for Pinal County?
So I should start by saying we're not talking exclusively about Pinal County. The county is part of what's called the larger Pinal Active Management Area. That's one of five regions in Arizona where state officials have to monitor the health of groundwater. And the State Department of Water Resources, to do that, they report on the health of the aquifer under the land by looking at the 100-year water supply. So this time around, they used some new methodology to do that. And in the past few months, they analyzed the health of the aquifer. And the analysis they conduct, it isn't just a matter of how much water is there. They also try to anticipate how much water is needed. So that's the shortfall. It's the difference between how much groundwater there is and how much they anticipate is going to be needed in Pinal County.
All right. So when you talk about the water that's going to be used, what exactly are they looking at there?
Well, that was actually a point of contention, particularly from some farmers. The critics of the model said it assumes too much water is actually going to be used. There were farmers who testified to lawmakers that Friday that farmers actually use much less water than they're allocated. They have grandfathered water rights. And the state has to use the grandfathered water rights, not necessarily what's actually being used. The farmers say in a given year we can use two-thirds to half of what we're actually allocated. So that was one point, that maybe we're not going to need as much as you say. Buschotsky did say, though, that the newer model does account for farmers getting more efficient with their water use. So there is that. Over time, they expect the use, the need, will go down. But it's not just agriculture. There's tribal lands in the Pinal region, and there's developers who are trying to build new homes, and they're not happy about this news.
Right. Speaking of developers, how could this affect the building of new homes there?
Well, so to build, you have to prove that you have a viable 100-year water source. That means that for the next 100 years, you can guarantee a home is going to have water to use there, and also that you can replenish the source as you use that water. If you are actively applying to build, this is terrible news for you, because essentially they're saying, no, there's not going to be a 100-year water source. The one thing Buschotsky did say, he wanted to make clear, you get certificates, so to speak, that show you will have a 100-year water source. Buschotsky said, if you have a certificate right now, you're good. You can build. But if you had a pending application, they're reaching out to developers to try and work out what to do next.
So to what extent was there any discussion on how to solve this shortfall, if there's a possibility there?
Well, they didn't get into that too much, but fundamentally, there's two things you can do. You can reduce the amount of water you're going to use, or you can go out and try and find a new source of water. And that's not something that Buschotsky was really getting into any detail. He was just talking about the problem. How to fix it is something that he thinks should be left to local officials in Pinal County. So there weren't a lot of answers discussed at this meeting. So while Buschotsky says this should be a local issue, Representative Noel Campbell of Prescott actually had a different idea, rope in Governor Doug Ducey.
We can sit here and talk till hell freezes over, and we won't get anything done. We just won't. I mean, I'm not pessimist about it. That's just the political beast here. So it takes leadership. It takes somebody to crack some heads. You don't make an omelet without cracking eggs.
Ducey is the one that Campbell wants cracking heads, so to speak, I guess. And Campbell was just really stressed about the gravity of the situation. And I think he wants somebody big, somebody like the governor of Arizona, to step in and say, here's what we need to do to fix this long term. Otherwise, as he said, we can, you know, talk all day and we're not going to get anything done. Representative David Cook, though, he heads this ad hoc committee that's working on Pinal water issues. He tried to strike a bit more of a somber tone and just said, you know, look, it's good that we know this. We know what the problem is now, and we can't fix the problem unless we know what the problem is.
All right. KJZZ's Ben Giles. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.